Welcome to the Friday edition of the Drivecast. My name is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint Westerville. In our series, I Am, we've been looking at the Gospel of John. This past week, we looked at John chapter 4, where Jesus goes to Samaria on his way to Galilee and stops at a well and has a conversation with a woman who had come to get water from the well during the noon hour, what is considered, you know, one of the hottest times. So he knew that she was an outcast, but he went specifically there to talk to her. In this conversation that he had with her, he shared many things where ultimately he revealed to her that he was the Messiah. Well, I wanted to share something that happened after that conversation that I found very unique. What happened is the woman who now, you know, knows that Jesus is this prophet, the Messiah, she is going to leave and going to head to go get her friends and all the people she knows to bring back to Jesus. But here's what happens in verse 27. It says, "Just then his disciples came back, and they marveled that he was talking with a woman. But no one said, 'What do you seek?' or 'Why are you talking with her?' So the woman left her water jar and went away into the town and said to the people, 'Come see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?' And they went out to the town and were coming to him. Meanwhile, his disciples were urging him, saying, 'Rabbi, eat.' But he said to them, 'I have food to eat that you do not know about.' So the disciples said to one another, 'Has anyone brought him something to eat?' And Jesus said to them, 'My food is to do the will of him who sent me to accomplish his work.'" Well, it's a very interesting statement. Imagine you're there, you're the disciples, you're brought into this very awkward situation. There's a lot of tension between the Jews and the Samaritans. And so Jesus purposely goes there and stops and has this conversation with this woman. Then, you know, the disciples are kind of standing around watching, you know, Jesus and thinking, you know, why are we here? What's happening? Are you hungry? You know, and Jesus says, "Well, I have food." And they're thinking, well, when did he get food? Did he order a pizza or something? But Jesus says, "The food I have to do is the will of the one who sent me." And I think it's interesting because a lot of times I think that as a believer, I think the way I get fed is by hearing a sermon, or maybe hearing someone teach the Bible, or maybe it's reading the Bible myself, or listening to other believers talk about what the Word is teaching them. And oftentimes, I feel personally like that's what feeds my soul, and it does. But Jesus said the food that he partakes of is to do the will of the one who sent him. And I think a lot of times people like me, when you're taking in the Word of God all the time, we can get kind of bloated, if you will, unless that food is, you know, being nourishing our soul and it's causing us to react. It's causing us to obey. The Word of God with the Holy Spirit leads us to be obedient to God. In John, he also writes that where Jesus said, "If you love me, you will obey my commands." And I see this in Jesus, that here he is knowing that people are going to come back because this woman's going to get them, and there's going to be a harvest, as he talks about. That means these people are going to believe in him. And that's what it is to feed his soul. And I just want to challenge you, do you struggle like that? Do you struggle to feel like you're being fed, looking for something new to learn, when the reality is, the Lord will feed your soul when you step out in obedience, by faith. God has a way of nourishing you from the inside out by his Holy Spirit. I just want to challenge you with that today and give you something to think about. Maybe right now, talk to God and say, "God, you know, what are you teaching me? Is there an area of my life that you're challenging me to obey you? Teach me to step out in faith and help me to do the will that you have given me to do." Well, I thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast this week. Have a great weekend. Thanks again. Bye-bye now.